The Sportscast, March 17th, meaning happy St. Patrick's Day. Welcome to the Sportscast. If you haven't yet, please subscribe in all our channels. Periscope, Apple Podcast, YouTube, and we're on Twitch. That's right. We are on Twitch as well. You can if you're a video person and you hang out at Twitch, we are there as well. And also visit us on thesportscast.net. thesportscast.net for the latest and greatest when it comes to sports. A lot going on this week. Of course, we got March Madness, NFL free agency, NBA, some a few games out there, but join us on the road. Ryan Krista, you're driving. Welcome back to the Sportscast. Yeah, Ryan, I think your connection might be bad, so I might have to call you in.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, let me call you in, guys. Sorry about that. Sometimes when you're on the road, you might have not have the best internet, but it's probably best if you call them in, and I'm going to call Ryan in because Ryan sounds better on the phone than over Skype audio. It might be better. Much better, Ryan. Wow. Much better. Thank you so much. All right. So we're going to go through the bracket. We finished off. We were at the Sweet 16, and we're going to finish the bracket, and we're going to make it to the national championship, and who's going to be winner. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
All right. So I'm going to switch to the camera mode here, and let's go on for the – let's go.
Let's go.
With the first game, Gonzaga versus Creighton. Who do you got?
I'm going to have the Bulldogs winning this one. I think this will be a high-energy, high-scoring game. Two great offensive coaches in Greg McDermott and Mark Few. You know, like, I'll say this again. I'll say this once. I'll say it again probably another. You know, this is Gonzaga's year. You know, they're undefeated. You know, they got balance. Of, you know, young superstar like a Jalen Suggs with a veteran leader like Corey Kispert and somebody in the middle like Drew Timmy. This is just a dynamic team. Now, Creighton is a well-balanced. This is one of Greg McDermott's better defensive teams. You know, they might not have the scoring punch to like the teams with his son Doug McDermott on there, but at the same time, this is definitely a team that I think can give Gonzaga a run for their money, but I think the Bulldogs will win in the end.
Gonzaga wins, the favorite for a lot of people. Kansas versus Iowa, Midwest game. Who do you got in the West in that semifinal, in that Sweet 16 matchup?
Two teams, you know, this comes up. That means Gonzaga is going to have a rematch from somebody from the previous matchup as Gonzaga beat Kansas or Iowa earlier this year. I think I'm going to go with Iowa. You know, Iowa's got Luke Kirkhouse as the best player in college basketball this year from start to finish. Jordan Boeheen is a dynamic guard, playmaker. Definitely a well-coached team in Fran McCaffrey. This is definitely not an iconic Kansas team, but definitely a team worthy of a Sweet 16 team, but I think in the end, Iowa has a little too much more firepower for Kansas.
Iowa is what Ryan is saying. Let's go into the East bracket. Michigan versus FSU. This sounds very intriguing, Ryan. What does your gut tell you?
FSU must be one of the hardest things to predict all year because when they're good, they're good. Like I said, they're a typical Leonard Hamilton FSU team where they're long, they're lanky, they defend you all over the court. Italian's a little offensive challenge. They got superstar player Scotty Barnes. But, Michigan, they can get Isaiah Livers back. That's a huge loss to them right now. But they're such a balanced team. They're kind of like a dog in a sense. They got scorers all over the court. You know, elite coaching and Juwan Howard. whether, you know, they're just not consistent the last couple weeks, and that kind of scares me. It makes me want to lead FSU, but I just, Michigan's just a little too advanced for FSU, I think, in the end.
FSU, Florida team. Ryan is very favorable when it comes to Florida teams. Let's go on to Texas versus Bama, a Bama team that people think they're an Elite Eight. Does Ryan think the same?
Absolutely. Again, I said this last time, is that if Alabama plays their best game, they're a Final Four team, Santiago. The problem is that when you shoot tons of three-pointers, there might be a day you don't hit them. And they've had games this year where they haven't hit them and still won the game. Because they do play great defense. Herb Jones is a heck of a defender. Swiss Army knife. John Petty, you know, elite shooter. Texas is a veteran team, first team from the state of Texas ever to win the Big 12 tournament. So they're hot right now. I'm going to go get the Roll Tide on this.
Roll Tide is going up against FSU.
Santiago, I'm giving you lots of chalk. One versus two.
Yeah, which could be, it might not be a good thing sometimes, but anyways.
But, just go back to kind of thing, you know, I've seen a lot of experts. This is definitely, for some reason, this year feels, the chalk has just an overwhelming feeling, especially in some of these regions.
Quite interesting. Let's go to the South region. Baylor versus Winthrop. A Winthrop team that people are saying they're Cinderella. Will their trek stop there? Ryan?
Yes, I think the glass slipper breaks right here. Streak, you know, midnight strikes. I'm going to Baylor. I think Baylor is... before the COVID pause, they were, you know, definitely 1B with Gonzaga and best team in the country. They're kind of taking a step back. They lost in the Big 12 semis to Kate Cunningham and Oklahoma State. This is, but still, they have way too much balance, offense, defense. And that's what separates them and Gonzaga. You know, well, Gonzaga is a favorable offensive team, but an underrated defensive team. I think people think of Baylor, they think of a great defensive team and an underrated offensive team. But, you know, when they're clicking on both sides, this is, and it's really an impossible team to beat. And I'm going to say Baylor goes to the Elite Eight.
And if anyone wants to comment on this, let us know in the comments. Arkansas versus Oklahoma State. What's going to happen there?
This is a true – if this happens, this will be a fun, fun matchup. Two great young athletic teams going back and forth at each other. I think what the difference between – these two teams is Oklahoma is kind of a star later with Kate Cunningham. Yes, they were able to beat West Virginia a couple weeks ago without Kate Cunningham. But I think what Arkansas has shown during the winning streak is that, yes, you know, they do have, you know, elite players, but they've got a couple elite players, you know, more than just one player. And I think that's going to help them beat Oklahoma State in the trip for the Hogs to the Elite Eight.
Arkansas Hogs. Illinois versus Sorry about that. It was Arkansas versus Ohio State.
That's what I thought, but I was like, I didn't have the bracket in front of me. But okay.
I apologize, guys. I apologize because how I noticed, because Illinois is playing Oklahoma State. That's where Oklahoma's
That's
playing.
That's what I thought. You know, I think that was the big matchup in the 3-16 everybody wanted.
But either way, Arkansas can beat Ohio State and Oklahoma State. So.
Yes, but with this matchup, I'm going to split my view a little bit. I think Ohio State goes to the Elite Eight. I do think they're a deep offensive team, a decent defensive team, but Chris Holtman's got it going. I think this is an Elite Eight team.
So it's Illinois.
Well, first I picked Ohio State over Arkansas, and then I'm going to pick Illinois over Arkansas, or Illinois
Oklahoma State.
Over Ohio,
Where is Arkansas State? Anyways, West Virginia versus Houston.
This is a fun, fun matchup. Bob Huggins, Calvin Sampson, two great iconic coaches going back and forth. This is not a usual Bob Huggins team where they just kind of wear you down defensively. This is an offensive-first basketball team. going against, you know, a defensive-minded team in Houston. I think Houston could suffocate them. This is a likelihood. But I just have a gut feeling that I think West Virginia will win this game.
WVA, the Mountaineers. Okay, now we're going to the Elite Eight. This is where things get a little bit nasty. Gonzaga versus Iowa.
Rematch from a game earlier this season. You know, like I said, I think Gonzaga is deep. They can score. They can, you know, from every position on the court. Well, Iowa might have the best player, college basketball player on the court today. I think Gonzaga's just got too much talent. I'm going to go with the Bulldogs to get to the championship.
Gonzaga is still alive. FSU versus Alabama Southeast matchup. I like this.
Is this a game of the century in football here? It was a couple of years ago. But anyways, this is on the hardwood. I'm going to go with the Tide to make it to the Final Four.
Unbelievable. I probably never seen them that deep in a tournament in my lifetime.
And you might not see it again, especially if Nate Oates leaves.
True. He can, where do you think he'll go?
I don't know about him. If he does get a position at Indiana, I think that's a dream job for any college basketball coach.
True. That is something that is iconic in that area. Okay, let's go to the South. Baylor versus Arkansas.
Fun matchup. This will be a great game. I'm going to go Baylor because I think Baylor is the Final Four team, but this will be a back-and-forth showdown if this game happens.
Unbelievable. Oh, wait. Okay, so I did a mistake here in the bracket, but maybe he'll pick West Virginia. Okay, Illinois versus West Virginia.
Red Deck going to go Illinois again, another Final Four team. Kofi Colbert, Owai DeSano, just a 1-2 combo. Trent Frazier. This might be if Gonzaga is the best team in the country playing as they're undefeated, Illinois might be the hottest team in the country right behind them.
Interesting. Okay, hopefully we'll meet in the national championship. We'll see what Ryan says. Okay, semifinals, the Final Four, exciting times. You made it. You feel good. You haven't won it yet completely, but you're in the Final Four. Gonzaga versus Alabama, where does this go?
I think Alabama will be just happy to be there. Gonzaga's got a championship on their mind. I've watched pretty much every Gonzaga game for 10 years. Plus, this team is just something different, you know, because Gonzaga is usually a team that, you know, prides themselves on developing, you know, good players and they got a great player right off the bat, Jalen Suggs. Well, balanced with, you know, guy Corey Kispert, who was a middle-of-the-road recruit and now is the first-team All-American. You know, you got a second-team All-American in Drew Timmy. Against a team that, if they get hot in the three-point line, they might be tough to beat Alabama. I just think, you know, if you can shut that down, I think Gonzaga will. I think Gonzaga goes to the national championship.
Gonzaga, Ryan still believes they're the best. Illinois, Baylor, Final Four.
This is a rematch from a game, I think, back in late November, early December. You know, two elite teams, two elite programs. You know, Brad Underwood has done a heck of a job. Now, here's a story for you, Santiago. You know, we talked about Illinois, Oklahoma State a little bit ago. Brad Underwood spent 1 year in Oklahoma State, really changed the program and the dynamics. Brought along a young coach named Mike Boynton. You know, Brad Underwood has great success in year one in Oklahoma State. The Illinois athletic director, Josh Whitman, believes it, you know, after firing, moving on from John Gross, that Brad Underwood is the man of the job and basically camps out at Brad Underwood's house in Oklahoma until he would say yes to the job. Because he said no. And so basically he just stayed outside his house until he gave him a number he couldn't say no to. Leaves for Illinois, you know, it takes a couple of years to really hit his stride as he did this year. But he leaves behind Coach Mike Boynton, who might be the one that's going to be the rising young star in college basketball. I think at age 37, 38 years old, high recruiter, you know, brings in the best player, high school player in the country, Cade Cunningham. What circumstances that when they recruited him that they might not even be able to play in the NCAA tournament? That's how good of a recruiter Mike Boynton is. And I think this is an interesting turn that we, you know, if they do end up playing here in the Sweet 16. But talking about Illinois, this is a really fun team to watch. They play great defense. But what separates them from other previous teams, you know, in the red room, where this team can score the ball elite, you know, inside, outside, balanced. Going against, you know, the Scott Drew team, you know, who's got, you know, specialists. They got offense. You know, Cook is a great offense player. Vitale is a great defensive player. This, you know, I think it'll come down, you know, a game probably played in the middle, you know, in the high 60s, early 70s, back and forth, you know. But I just think Illinois might be the best team, not named Gonzaga, in the country. And that's why I think they're going to, spoiler, will play against each other in the championship.
So this is the closest from the Final Four, you think, that matchup?
Yeah, because I think these are, if Gonzaga's won, these two are 2A and 2B right now in the country.
Ryan, I believe you. I trust you completely with my $10,000 bet.
Oh, boy.
I'm just kidding. Okay, national championship will be held on April 5th. Gonzaga versus Illinois. Ryan, you'll be eating some pizza during that game. Who will tip it and win it?
I hope I'm eating a pretzel crust Little Caesars pizza, Santa. Ooh. To be specific.
I mean, I personally could do that too. So I will take, I'll remember that, put that in my calendar to order that.
If this game happens, I think we're in for a great one. I hope this is better than the college football championship that we got between Alabama and Ohio State, which I think it will be. I just, undefeated season, what a remarkable story that would be to go from start to finish undefeated for Gonzaga. And I know I'm a fan, and I'm trying to take my fan hat off, but I just can't, Santiago, because I think they are just that good of a team. Gonzaga Bulldogs, your 2021 national champion.
Gonzaga Bulldogs champion. That is what Ryan Krista says. Do I believe him? I think he's right. And this is the bracket. You can watch it. Gonzaga goes through. They beat Norfolk, they beat Missouri, they beat Creighton, they beat Iowa, and they beat Alabama, and then they beat Illinois. That is Ryan Krista's bracket. This is the official Sportscast show bracket. I haven't done mine yet. I have to go on the ESPN, and I'll probably, you know, link that out for everyone if they want to participate and see what happens. But, yeah, that is it. That is it. So, Ryan, how do you feel overall? Is this going to be a good tournament, you know, now foreseen, now predicting the bracket? Do you think it'll be fun? Or, you know, it's going to be an easy blowout for Gonzaga, I guess. I don't know.
Oh, I don't think it's ever going to be easy because, you know, when the first game could be a layup, and it should be. After that, it's, you know, it's going to be a grind. It always is. I just think Gonzaga is that much deeper than every other team they play. But in general terms, the tournament's going to be different. Obviously, most people know it's held all around the Indianapolis area.
Less travel.
Limited crowd, but still enough, I think, to make a little bit of an impact, 25%. So it's not going to be like in completely quietness, which I was excited to see some fans. There'll be a lot in there. But, you know, I don't think you're going to get those things, you know, those early rounds. You go to, you know, if you've ever been to an early round basketball game, we've got a lot of neutral people there who just love basketball, and they're always going to get behind the underdog. I don't think you're going to have – you see, you're not going to have a team that just feeds off the crowd to spur them on to victory. So that's kind of what leads me to believe that you might not have all the upsets that we normally have. One game I didn't predict one way. I would be gladly wrong if our Liberty Flames beat Oklahoma State. I don't foresee it. But that would be awesome because there's going to be a game just like that that you don't see coming that you're going to be like, wow. And that's the magic of March. You know, that's why no one ever gets the correct bracket. So I'm looking forward to it. I always do. I love the first two rounds are just, you know, wall-to-wall basketball. Like, these, you know, games where anything can happen, and you got to buckle your seatbelts because expect the unexpected.
Expect the unexpected. NCAA March Madness begins this weekend. The final championship will be on April 5th at the Lucas Oil Stadium, and that will be a extra special taste to it. 25% capacity, just like Ryan says. We'll see if we'll resemble a bubble style. We'll see some people on Zoom and seeing some fans enjoying the game from the comfort of their seat and perhaps eating a Little Caesars pretzel pizza. Anyways, let's jump into the NFL while we have Ryan here. Hunter Henry signs with the Patriots, also Matt Judon. Two big signings. The Patriots are having a great offseason so far, and it's not over yet. Ryan, I want to hear your take on the Patriots, their moves going on so far this week.
Well, you know, they bring back Cam Newton, and they, you know, I think they basically said, well, you didn't have the weapon. You know, we didn't give you a fair, you know, fair shot because you didn't have, you know, the weapons around you. So right now, I think they're saying there's no excuse. We give you two legitimate pass-catching tight ends. I just think, you know, they're Matt Judon's a quality player on the defensive side.
Linebacker.
You got to remember, this is an average defense that had, you know, three or four top-level players not playing last year because they opted out due to COVID. So you're going to return some players along with the, you know, addition of a Matt Judon. So I don't think they're in the Bills level, but I think this team will definitely make a run at the playoffs.
AFC East champions?
No. Buffalo all the way, San Diego.
Oh, okay. No, just double checking because they got some huge signings. But, hey, it's still not over. Free agency actually begins at 4 p.m. today. Another big signing, we had our show on actually on Monday. Drew Brees retired on this past weekend. Later that afternoon on Monday, the Saints re-signed James Winston, and it looks like he'll be the starting quarterback. Ryan, what are your thoughts?
I think it'll be interesting as training camp goes. I think, you know, this dilemma between Jameis Winston and Taysom Hill. Sean Payton really loves Taysom Hill. He gives you that, you know, that running threat at the, you know, at the quarterback. But Jameis Winston's got all the talent in the world, and I do believe if it goes to the whole training camp, that he'll win the starting job. But this is a team, I think, that not just because Drew Brees is retiring, it's going to take a step back. They were hit by some salary cap issues. They really went all in on last year, San Diego, and Drew Brees just wasn't healthy enough for that to happen. But I would not – I think they'll definitely – the Buccaneers will create a big gap between them and the Saints this year.
And speaking about the Bills, which we spoke about a few minutes ago, the Raiders are signing veteran wide receiver John Brown.
Yeah, good for John Brown. You know, the Bills, they won't be making a lot of moves because I think they really like the roster.
They land Manuel Sanders yesterday.
Yeah, that's good. You know, I think that fills the need. You know, I think that Josh Allen will have the weapons he needs. I think there was a hope that they would, you know, go after, and they still might go after, you know, a little deeper of a running back core because they, you know, they lack, you know, the consistency in a running game. I think that, you know, I think their line is built to pass protect, and I think that's what they're going to do. It's not a big mauling offensive line that, you know, they used to, you know, a run first team would have. So I think teams that, you know, I think the Bills will, I don't know if they can get any better in the regular season, but I think they'll hold serve for where they are when the AFC. I think the team that's going to take a big step back, Santiago. We talked about the Saints in the NFC. The AFC, I think the Pittsburgh Steelers. I think this team is losing, you know, players. I assume they're probably going to move on from Juju Smith here. I don't like the future of the Steelers the media future of the Steelers right now.
And finally, Jacoby Brissett signs with the Miami Dolphins.
I think that's a smart move. I think Brissett's happy to be a backup, but he's capable enough if Tua gets hurt or is just having a bad game, Brissett can step in there, you know, and fill the need. I think as time goes on, you know, I think we're expecting these massive moves with the quarterbacks. Dak stayed in Dallas. It looks like the Seahawks and Texans are kind of refusing any trade offers right now for Watson and Wilson.
Andy Dalton goes to Chicago.
That was one thing, okay, that led you to believe that the Bears were hoping to go on in Russell Wilson, and basically they got the door shut on them by the Bears. By the Seahawks. So they go in and bring in, Andy Dalton. Because, this team, it was a horrendous offense, but people forget they still made it to the playoffs. This is a great defense. Allen Robinson, with the rest of the offense, Jordan still 100 catches. They bring him back under the franchise tag. I don't think they're in Packers level, but they're probably equal with the Vikings. You could flip-flop with them, but I think there's definitely a gap right now with the Lions. They're going to have to take some time. But we'll see, San Diego. I think you'll still see the Jets move on from Sam Darnold. I think they're putting some flyers out there. Where will he land? I'm not sure. Jimmy Garoppolo, what is the 49ers going to do with him? The 49ers would do everything they could to get Deshaun Watson, because I think they feel like a Deshaun Watson, they're Super Bowl favorites because they're the roster that they have.
And Von Miller, Broncos will exercise Von Miller's $7 million guarantee option on Von Miller's $18 million salary for 2021.
Yeah, so this is basically just to demand money, other free agents signing in Denver, but that's okay. Von Miller's a cornerstone of this franchise, is, Pro Bowler, MVP candidate, one of the best defensive players in Broncos history. It wasn't an easy decision, like I said, because it shuts the door on many other moves the Broncos can make. So I think they weighed the options. They just kind of move on from them. So
we covered it a lot. Ryan's like, man, I'm surprised you said that. I didn't know, Jacoby Brissett went to Miami. Anyways, let's go on to predictions. NFL free agency still goes on. A lot of moves. So far, Ryan, the winner is the Patriots, right? So far, they're doing good.
They're winning on paper, San Diego. Again, it's like a draft day. You read the day after column of the draft and you say winners and losers. How do you judge the winners and losers when no one's stepped on the field yet?
That's true. On paper.
Just because they're spending money. Yes, they're going on and they're aggressive and that helps. But in the end, these moves could, blow up on them.
It's not because you're loyal to the Bills. That's why. Maybe you could be nervous.
No. This is just in general, I think there's some monumental moves last year about this time. We thought, oh my goodness, Tom Brady goes from Patriots to the Buccaneers. That's a monumental move just because Tom Brady's leaving the Patriots, all of a sudden makes, when a quarterback moves, it's always big news because there's no position more important in sports than a quarterback. When you got these, other moves with other players, time will tell. I think on paper it works out, and that's why I said I think the Patriots go from third place to second place in the division. I think, and that's nothing against the Dolphins. I think you're going to have a really great division in the AFC East. I think all the wild cards could legitimately come from that division.
Moving the needle. That's the name of the game. Let's go on to predictions. Champions League, Atletico Madrid at Chelsea. Ryan, who you got? Chelsea's up in aggregate 1-0.
I think you're going to have a scoreless game with Chelsea moving on.
NBA Spurs at the Chicago Bulls.
I think the Bulls. Update people. Looks like, Spurs or former Spurs star now, LaMarcus Aldridge, is looking for a buyout instead of trading, because I think they're finding out the trade market for LaMarcus Aldridge and his contract is very small. I think, as we get closer, to the trade deadline here in a couple weeks, I'm sure you and Jordan Vargas and I will, be talking about NBA trades here coming up.
Yeah.
So look to see, which teams are going to be filling up their needs here for the stretch run. This is San Diego. There is an insane amount of games these teams are going to be playing in the next several months. And it's going to be fun because there's really no chance that every player is going to play for in every game because, you know, these teams are going to wear down. I think you're going to see a lot of star players get rest games. It's going to be interesting to see how, you know, when you're
when do the playoffs start?
I think June.
Oh, wow. But, yeah, it's not the typical April. Oh, wow. That's 2 months from now.
So we still got a long ways left and a lot of games to play. It's going to be interesting to see teams like, you know, who would definitely make the playoffs, i.e. the Lakers. Are they going to give LeBron James, who's logging an insane amount of minutes every game, rest? You know, I think the Clippers are always known famous for giving Kawhi and Paul George rest days. But at the same time, you don't want to lose your sharpness either. So you know, teams that are fighting for playoffs, you know, they're going to go all in. I think, you know, the result of that is they're going to be dead tired by the time the playoffs start because they're going to be logging a lot of minutes and a lot of games down the stretch here.
Quite interesting. Ryan giving us some insight. Of course, you're invited every Monday at 4 p.m. For the NBA show with Jordan. Of course, we could do another time. But, yeah, these trades are going to happen, and we'll definitely hear them out throughout the next couple of weeks. Poll question of the day, Ryan, which team looks best in green? Options are the Boston Celtics, the Philadelphia Eagles, Green Bay Packers, or the New York Jets.
San Diego, St. Patrick's Day, is there any other answer besides the Boston Celtics?
Okay. Celtics I mean, is the St. Patrick's Day team.
They are. I mean, city of Boston, the Irish history of that city is quite large, and kind of got that always symbolic, you know, Irish shamrock, you know, correlation with the city of Boston.
That sounds good. Hopefully I'll have some cabbage and some beef or corned beef later today, but no guarantees.
My wife and I, you know, with that, one of the reasons why I think we fell in love with San Diego, we both had the same dislike for corned beef and cabbage. We are a bangers and mash family.
Interesting. Are you part Irish?
No, not really. No. You know, I think that there's some Irishness in my family, you know, but not really blood related.
I understand. I got none for sure, but but I do like the food.
I can believe that, San Diego. I can believe that.
You know, interesting fact, I've been hearing that St. Patrick was actually Italian.
I heard that too. Yeah. I think he was a missionary to Ireland. I think that's
correct. Someone told me, an Italian told me this morning about it, and I had no clue. And that's, you know, 35 years of living, I had no idea. But anyways, Ryan Christo,
Without going on a sidetrack, I encourage all listeners to look up St. Patrick's Day and the meaning of St. Patrick's Day. I think you'll have a fresh perspective on this day and and what goes on, you know, the foundations of this holiday.
Yeah, it is. It is. It's pretty profound and deep. It's more than green beer. And by the way, Celtics is winning in the poll with Ryan, 62%. Packers at 23%. Eagles is edging out the Jets by 0.5.
Oh, wow. Okay, here we go.
Here we go. I could have added the Supersonics, but they're no longer in existence. Anyways, Ryan, what is the best way to reach you, to talk to you about where's the best place to get some Irish food in Rochester?
That's a tough choice. There's a guy. Probably Mad Dog Report on Twitter here.
Mad Dog Report. You can reach us at the Sportscast 1 or at the sportscast.net. Follow us. We shoot out the most important signings. We don't go for the offensive tackles or tackles that, you know, no one knows about. We go for the real name news. I got the contacts. They tell me what's going to happen. We'll see what happens. I've been hearing things about Watson. He's staying in Houston, but, you know, things could change the last second. Right, Ryan?
Absolutely. You know, I don't think anything's going to happen now, but at the end of the day, I mean, if you can't have your star player not playing and not getting anything from him. So this is a story I think you're going to revisit here several months down the line.
I do agree. He needs some weapons, according to Justin Riley. Anyways, Ryan Christa, happy St. Patrick's.
Thanks. Same to you. God bless everybody out there.
Ciao, ciao.